Bava Matzia, chapter 1, Mishnah 8. Matzah igros shum. So if someone finds a letter of assessment, so we'll see that all of these documents he's going to list now are things which were written by the court. They weren't just, you know, some documents. They're written by the court. So letter of assessment is where the court assesses the borrower's, you know, his property, and for the lender so that he knows when he lends him money how much his property is worth, you know, that if he ever has to pay him back. So the court does a proper assessment and they actually write such a document. And then it's lost, obviously. The igra and found, we'll see. The igra's mazon, or a document of maintenance, where the court writes a document to the wife saying that the husband has undertaken to support their daughter, right? So it's also a particular document that the court would write. Shtare chalitza, or a document from the court that confirms that chalitza was done. It was given to Yavama, but it's a court document confirming that before that court, chalitza was done. Umayunim, or that mayon, refusal was done. Remember, if a fatherless minor girl could be married off by her mother and brothers, but she had the right to refuse. And if she did refuse, so the court would write her this document that to confirm that she had refused. Ushtare berurin, or document of arbitration, to say that if A and B were litigating and they'd chosen an arbitrator, so again, they would write them a document to say that they'd chosen arbitrators and committed themselves to the decision of the arbitrators, and again, it was a court document. V'chol ma'aseh beis din, and all other court documents, says the Mishnah, harei zeh yechazer. So if you find such a document, person should return it, and the reason being because the court doesn't write documents and then change its mind, right? Once the document is written, it was a valid document. Matzah b'chafisa, if a document was found in a satchel or bidluskama, or in a small case, or tachris shel shtaris, or it was like in a roll of documents, so you could see that it was put together, or agudah shel shtaris, or it was a pile of documents. So in all of these cases, also he adds in the commentaries that there's some kind of marking, so you know whose it is, harezeh yechazeh, so a person should return it. And these are, even if it was the kind of documents that you don't normally return, that we said before, bonds of indebtedness, writs of divorce, etc. Because once it's, you know, in a case or in something like that, so we assume now that it's like he's looked after it, etc. And therefore, and not that he you know, just lost it or whatever. So now we turn it to him. V'kama gud shel shtaris, so what's considered a pile of documents? Shlosha kashurin ze al ze, three documents which are bound together, that's considered a pile. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he says, Echad haloive mishloisha, if one person borrowed money from three different people, then, and we find those three documents, right? So yechazet laloive, so we give it back to the borrower, because his name is in all three documents. So we give the pile of documents back to him. Shloisha loivin ma'echad, and if it was the other way around, right, if one person lent money to three different people, and we found these three documents bound together, yechazet lemalve, so we'd give it back to the lender, because we assume that's who lost the document. Matzah shtar ben shtaraisav, and if a person finds a document amongst his documents, right, so that you find a document amongst your own documents over there, the anyodamativa, and you can't remember, you don't know what it is, you actually can't remember what this document is. He says, Yehei, it says the Mishnah, Yehei munach ad shiavo Eliyahu, you should put it aside and keep it till Eliyahu comes, and he will clarify for you what that document was, but don't just chuck it out if you don't know what it is. Im yesha mehem symphonus, and if a person finds amongst his document notes of cancellation, meaning that a debt was paid, you know, that you lent money to someone and that they've paid you back, so then yase mashe basimphonus, then you act in accordance with that and assume that debt to you was repaid.